What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The only thing hotter than a Vancouver summer is the tech news, baby. Wait, that what? If you're just itching to try out Windows 11 before general availability, you're in luck, as Microsoft has made an early preview of it available through their developer channel. So you'll need to sign up for their Windows Insider program in order to get it. This early build does not include a few of the promised features, notably those Android apps that Windows 11 is supposed to be able to run natively, but it does include Snap, Layouts, the new widgets panel, and virtual desktops. And yes, you'll be able to move the taskbar icons back to the left side of the screen, which actually I'm not going to do. Of course, remember that because this is an early build, you might run into bugs and things that simply don't quite work as intended. Also, it's Windows, so it never works as intended. Speaking of Windows bugs, Microsoft has some egg on its face today as the company disclosed that it accidentally signed a driver called Netfilter. Driver signing is supposed to let users know that a driver has been verified not to be malicious, but it turns out that Netfilter is malicious. Specifically, it tricks gamers into thinking that they're installing a geo-spoofing feature, but contains a rootkit that can be quite difficult to remove, and it connects to known malware servers in China. The good news, though, is that the malicious driver is not believed to have had a broad impact, and you had to specifically install the driver manually in order to be affected. But still, remember that it never pays to cheat. Just ask the Houston Astros. Sports reference, guys. Do you like sports? Remember when the trend in portable gadgets was to make everything smaller? Well, we still want things to be lightweight, but it turns out that larger screens are really useful. Shocker, right? Anyway, Apple is reportedly applying this concept to the upcoming iPad Pro, as a report indicates that the company wants to make future iPads larger than the current 12.9 inches. People tend to do a lot of multitasking on their tablets these days, so it does make sense, although any redesign is still likely to be a couple of years away. Of course, if iPads get much bigger, we might start asking if they're really tablets anymore, or just laptops without keyboards, you know? Now it's time for the quick bits, brought to you by the Drop Sennheiser Openback HD58X Jubilee headphones. These puppies are tuned by Axel Grell of Sennheiser based on the feedback from the community. They feature 150 ohm drivers and a colorway inspired by the HD580s. They've got a clear, fast, and dynamic sound profile with a glossy black headband, elliptical ear cups, and replaceable soft velour ear pads. And how about a detachable 6-foot cable? They got that too. So check them out now at the link below. Quick bits! Let's have them. YouTube TV is offering a new 4K option that will also allow you to download content that you've saved to the cloud DVR, so you can watch it offline and on the go if your TV is a laptop, I guess. Unfortunately, cable channels still aren't offering much in the way of 4K content, so the $20 a month YouTube is asking for the future seems kind of steep. But we promise TechLinked will always be available in glorious 4K for free. There's a new top dog, or rather top dragon, in Android SoC land. Qualcomm has just announced the new Snapdragon 888 Plus, which will now feature a top speed of 3.0 GHz on one core. The company also says that their AI engine is 20% faster, but that's about it. There isn't anything in the way of new features, so don't feel like that $1,000 phone with a regular 888 you've just started to pay off is suddenly out of date or anything. China made headlines last month for the successful landing of its Mars rover, and now we've gotten its first photos and video from the Martian surface. The videos show the rover coming down the ramp of the spacecraft, as well as it backing away from a camera it placed on the ground. China says the hope is that the rover will work for a minimum of 90 days. Mars time, of course. Apple made headlines last year when they warned people that the iPhone 12 should be kept away from pacemakers due to its MagSafe feature. But now, Apple has released a long list of devices, in addition to the iPhone 12, that should be kept 6 inches away from pacemakers, or 12 inches away if the device has wireless charging. The list includes AirPods, Apple Watches, HomePods, iPads, Mac computers, and Beats headphones. Yikes. These devices all contain magnets, hence their inclusion on the list. So I'm assuming the insane clown posse aren't big time Apple users. Or they just don't. Apple, how does it work? And Volkswagen has announced they're going to stop selling gas-powered cars in Europe by 2035, joining other automakers like Ford and Volvo, who have pledged to switch to all electric in Europe even sooner than that. VW will also phase out gas cars in other parts of the world sometime shortly thereafter. So if you want a gas-powered Beetle, you won't have forever to get your hands on one before VW says, "That's all, Volks." Oh, honestly, I wish I wrote that. And that's all for our show today. So come back on Wednesday for more tech news and most assuredly more terrible puns.